Hometown Stories, Land of Faith, Night of the Dancing Fire God, February 6, 2011. A nice episode for rituals at countryside. I love the way Japanese to celebrate and keeping the rituals as a habit. Even the Hirokawara village only got nearly 100 people, and many of them have already moved to cities. Actress Mayu Zeluta did a great and peaceful job, as she's got less appearance on TV recent years. What I remembered is the drama Hyoheki many years ago as a leading role. The way of presentation is good with the description of the villagers, the timeline, and Masako Shirazu's essay before and after the festival. How the festival bombards one's heart and feelings. Even the essay has already released 40 years ago. The extract from the program still reminded the lovely and worship rituals to the agriculture and nature. The Matsuake Fire Festival unites the villagers to do the same thing for a better year, and it is important to let all the offspring to know the story behind and the wish to God should be perpetual. I'm just curious that the wisteria wine is so behendable, like rubber and rope to tie the Toroki pillar. I think it is memorable to watch the festival live, because the gleaming sea of fire and motion to please the god is remarkable. Like Mayu said, it is some kind of exorcism than purification, and a kind of worship to nature. I also feel the same way, as the materials used are all from the land and the nature. It seems to me that the villagers want to notify God the time has come for another year for health and a good harvest. The fire acts like the god from sky to lay down to the earth, and burning flame for erasing all diseases and obake. Taking the resources from the land to worship, a clear give and take away, and all the materials start and end at the same place, like the ashes from the bamboo and the vine. It reflects the importance of the agriculture and worship in the ancient times.